Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. We've been meditating on the virtue of hope, and there are two sins that kill hope: despair and presumption. Now, the sin of despair is a choice, not a feeling. We all feel down sometimes. We all feel discouraged. We can all feel tempted to give up. But that's not what I'm talking about. That's not the sin of despair. That's the feeling of despair, and that's a temptation. But remember, temptation is never a sin. The sin of despair is the choice not to seek God or to do spiritual things. So let's put this back in the context of hope. Hope is the desire for God. It's a real hunger for God and heaven that causes us to do the things to possess God, like prayer and mass, confession, to learn our faith and to discuss it and try to get rid of our vices and become virtuous and loving. That's hope, to desire God and do the things we need to do to reach Him. But when we stuff ourselves with junk, then we're not hungry for God. And having no hunger or thirst for God or spiritual things, that's the vice of sloth or acedia. Sloth means I have no desire, no taste, no hunger, no interest in God. So I'm not going to pursue God. I'm not going to think about or talk about spiritual things, and I'm not going to pray or go to Mass or anything. That's despair. So despair is the choice to not do anything that leads to God. And the vice that causes us to feel like we don't want spiritual things is sloth. So sloth leads us to make the choice not to do anything to lead us to God. And that's despair. Sloth leads to despair. And that's why sloth and despair kill hope. It kills the desire for God that causes the choice not to seek Him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end, amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So what causes sloth and despair? Well, God designed us to desire doing something worthwhile with our lives, and God made us to delight in the good things of life, like God himself and good health and work and relationships and truth and beauty. We're supposed to desire these and delight in them. But the world gives us a different message. When we're young and as we grow up, the only measure or metric the world gives us for happiness seems to be achievement, which is measured by money, and secondly, the pleasure that comes through the five senses, like shows and music and food and alcohol and drugs and sex, or whatever gives you your adrenaline or dopamine rush. This is what we call materialism. Now, I'm not talking about owning a bunch of stuff. Rather, materialism is thinking that happiness is found in achievement and pleasure, rather than in God, who is pure spirit. But what happens if we get hooked on these two things, on achievement and pleasure? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So God designed us to desire a life of significance, of doing good for others, and delighting in genuinely good things. But when this gets twisted up, we spend our lives seeking our importance based on money and by seeking pleasure. And these get turned into two things, busyness and entertainment. And once you're hooked on those, then you just stuff yourself with junk. And it's pretty simple. Once we stuff ourselves with the junk of this world, it's no wonder we have no hunger for God. And that is sloth or acedia. And remember, when you don't hunger for God, then you make the choice not to seek him, and that's despair. And this is why despair kills hope. And we've all had the experience of not feeling well and wondering, what's wrong? So we put our symptoms into Google to see what the problem might be. Well, the two symptoms of achadia and despair are busyness and entertainment. I mean, you know you've fallen into sloth and despair when you are fleeing from busyness to entertainment and back again. And we have these moments when we think, oh my gosh, I need to do something with my life, which makes us get busy. And then we say, oh my gosh, this is pointless. I hate this. What can I do to enjoy my few remaining moments or hours or years? And then we turn to entertainment, be it news or sports or shows or whatever. Again, we have this good God-given desire for doing something worthwhile with our lives and to delight in the truly good things of life. But then those get twisted up and turned into busyness, to-do lists, bank accounts, kids' activities. And then we get overwhelmed by that and we flee to entertainment and back again. So we know we suffer from sloth and despair when we try to find relief from busyness and entertainment, and then from entertainment in busyness. Have you had enough of this ride? Are you ready to get off? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, if we're stuffed with things that don't make us happy, busyness and entertainment, and then we wonder why we have so little appetite for God and spiritual things, or no time for them, which really means no hunger for them, it's because we are stuffed with junk. And the only way to cultivate a real hunger and desire for God that will lead to seeking and feeding on Him, which is hope, the only way to foster that desire is to cut out the junk food of the soul so that we hunger and thirst for God more. We've all experienced this with our kids or grandkids. We put good food in front of them, and they don't want to eat it. Why? They've been stuffing themselves with junk. We need to take a hard look at our lives. I mean, look at what you're doing every 30 minutes. Then we see, wow, that was a lot of junk I was putting in my soul. All those activities, those tasks, I didn't need to be doing those things. And my kids didn't need to be doing all those things. And that entertainment, that was worse than a waste of time. You know what I would really like? I would like something that matters. So why am I doing all this stuff that doesn't matter, that doesn't need to be done? And why am I wasting my time on entertainment that doesn't satisfy? The whole point is that both busyness and entertainment are junk food for the soul and a waste of time. And they kill our hunger for God. So we got to cut out the junk. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So if we want to be cured from our sloth and despair, then we need to cut out the junk that's filling our soul, and then we got to feed our soul with what it really needs. So, what does your soul really need? Well, we need a relationship with God through the Eucharist and prayer. But we also need work, some way to do good for others and the world. And we need to do things for physical health, like sleep and nourishment and exercise. And we need good relationships with family and friends. And we need truth. You can't get truth or reality from the news. And we also need beauty, and beauty is very different from entertainment. So, cut out the junk, and then fill your day, fill your soul, fill your life with the good things on that list, and then you will move from sloth and despair to real hope and happiness. Cut out the junk, and feed your soul with what it really needs. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on during this meditation?
What if for once I just said something out of pocket like Batman? Would that be funner? No, yeah, well, I'm kidding. I had more serious thoughts.
Well, okay, I'd be interested in hearing about Batman.
I just realized we always jump straight into our deepest thoughts, but that's kind of accurate sometimes. No, more seriously, I was thinking about the issue with desire. It can be so frustrating having this conversation so consistently, because this is the nature of being a Catholic, is one of our main objectives is to foster the desire for God. But I think we're such an immediate kind of culture that we think we'll immediately have a full appetite just for the right thing. And I think it takes a lot of time and active work to grow that desire. As in, the number one thing you have to start by doing is cutting out that junk, but you're still going to desire the junk.
Yep.
And it's kind of the nature of junk, like we talked about with soda.
Yeah.
Soda is quite literally made to make you want it more. It doesn't quench your thirst. It makes you more thirsty. It makes you specifically desire more sugar, which is why kids get so addicted to it. It's why we just, or why, for instance, after years of not drinking Dr. Pepper every day like I wanted to as a kid, eventually I'm like, why would I want that? It's way too much. But it takes so long. And I think that can be really disparaging as a Catholic when you're thinking, I did 30 minutes and I'm just not longing to sit for 3 hours, or I don't have the desire for Mass right now. I feel like that aversion to confession, things like that.
Yeah.
But to not fear the feeling and do the right thing, or just realize it's going to take some time. But though that desire does grow, just because you don't have it now does not mean that you will never have it. And it's not just about fostering the habit, but giving the desire itself time to grow.
Very well put. Very well put. And it what you're bringing up is a very huge question about how do we change our desires?
Mm-hmm.
How do we change our bad desires into good desires? Because most of our life is driven by desires. So how do we do that? And it's, we change desires, we change feelings
mm-hmm.
by thinking and by acting. Let's take the example of exercise. A lot of people don't start out liking exercise.
I feel like we need a different example.
Why?
I've been consistently exercising and I never desire it. To this day, it's a good thing. I know it's good. I do not desire it. I don't enjoy it when I'm doing it. Every second sucks.
Okay. So we'll pick another one.
I would say things like avoiding gossip. For me, cursing.
Okay, let's take gossip.
Because I think these are things that we have a great desire to gossip when we're in the midst of it. But the more you cut it out, like I found recently this pit in my stomach when I'm surrounded by it, which is something I've heard people talk about, but I never understood before. And it at first, that sounds unfortunate. You don't want to have that feeling of like disgust at something. But
yes, you do. Bad things.
Yeah, we need to foster a disgust for certain things. And it really changed my perspective. But
yeah.
That took a long time.
So let's apply it to gossip. If we think about gossip, if we think about, wow, what would happen if what I said got back to somebody, and that'd be really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So we think about that. That's really unpleasant. And then if we take that thought and we put it into action, you're in a conversation and you just don't enter into it. If you keep doing that,
mm-hmm.
your desire to gossip will lessen and your desire to speak well of people will increase.
Yeah.
My point is this. You're absolutely right. It's hard to change desires, feelings, but we can change them from the direction of thought and we can change it from the direction of action.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also good to take it a step farther and not just imagine what would happen if they found out, but start picking through your life and seeing the ways in which gossip has symptoms.
What do you mean?
So for instance, I felt this a lot last year, like about a year ago. This feeling of constant stress and finding out worse and worse things in my life and just really, really upsetting things, I'd say.
I know. I was going to talk to you about being a random serial killer.
Yeah. Don't put that on me right now. It's just too much to think about.
Don't change everything at once.
But I was like, it felt like kind of getting kicked when you're down, you know? Like, I'd be kind of coping with finding something out, and then immediately, like, the next day, hear something worse about the whole situation. So it was just, like, kind of, I always felt a little sick to my stomach about it. And also, I think, just more, like, self-conscious in general, and more stressed. And the moment I got out of all of that, and constantly talking about it, or talking with certain people, it was like, oh, genuinely, that's not how people talk. It's not how daily life is. But when you're in it, when you're in a culture of it, it fully sucks you in and you don't realize that those things are even symptomatic to it.
Yeah.
Because
good point.
You can actually take yourself out of those things entirely. But in the moment you have that, like we talked about recently, you have that curiosity.
Yeah.
But you have to start kind of looking around at all of the things that connect it and see how that trumps your taste for it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're
so
right.
So it's not just growing. I do think it's good to imagine one situation or one consequence. But I think if we really look at those things, at the junk food we're taking in, we'll see all of the other ways that it affects our lives and our mental and spiritual health.
Yeah, excellent. I mean, this is why we spend time in, we call it mental prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning we think about not only about God, but we also think about our lives, which then leads to a kind of an examination of conscience. So, but it's all thinking. We're thinking about things. Problem is, we just don't think about things. And then we always say we need to have a resolution at the end of mental prayer. That's we're gonna make a decision to act on it, like exiting the conversation. But when we do those two things, mental prayer and a resolution, that's what helps us change the feeling.
And I think that's what's so good about doing a morning meditation as well as thinking about your day in 30-minute increments, because it gets you thinking. With a fine-tooth comb, which we really, really need. I'm definitely the kind of person who, right before confession, starts thinking about what they need to confess, and I go, oh, I haven't really done nothing. And I'm like, if I was thinking about that every day, it would be very different. But I wait till the last minute, and you can't cram study for confession.
No.
It's a good thing.
It's like, you've never done it, but there's a system called Weight Watchers, and they make you log what you eat all day long. Because if you had to ask them, hey, do you eat this or this? No, I never eat that.
Yes,
but then they go back and look at their log and like, oh, I ate a bunch of that. That's our examination of conscience.
Yeah. So one for the whole day. Try to be consistent throughout the day as well. And just keep an eye on your desires.
And by doing it, they'll change. You can change them from the wrong to the right. And that's when life really gets easy. Once we get our desires going in the right way, life is easy.
Yeah.
But it's I mean, being not life, but being a Christian becomes easy.
It's all coming back to, this is how we fight despair.
Exactly.
This is how, it's knowing that it takes time, but that it can be done and it has to be done.
Thanks for the insights.
Thank you. Next time we'll talk about Batman.
Good. Like the 70s version or the...
All of them. Adam West, the new Robert Pattinson, all of them, you know.
Great.
The cartoons.
Great. Until then, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.